Hey guys, this is Matt from GamersCast, and here is our GamersCast review of the new Super Mario Bros. For Nintendo DS, rated E for everyone. The new Super Mario Bros. Delivers gameplay quality and experience that the old school fans will enjoy, but may be a bit hard to adapt for the newer fans of Mario. For example, the old gameplay controls, Mario will glide just a bit. So, let's say you're in the middle of running, he'll actually have to slow down before he comes to a complete stop, causing some people to accidentally, do crazy stuff in the game. And although this is a bit hard to get used to at first, you do get used to it rather quickly, but yet it is a factor to gameplay. And it's everything you would generally expect from a Mario Land game. And more. But there's also a downside. At first, game is... well, there's generally no storyline. And it basically assumes that you know it. All you see when you start is Peach being captured. That is it. You don't know why or anything else. You just see that, and you gotta move on. So, you start off, you go through all these worlds and crud, but besides that, the minigame mode is, in fact, a bit lacking than expected, since only 3 games are new in the one-player mode for minigames. All the rest of them have been seen before in Super Mario 64 DS. Although, it is a very powerful multiplayer mode, and is very occupying, which the multiplayer mode actually makes the old games feel rather new, in a way. But the download play for it takes forever to load. Takes even longer for the actual, non-minigame multiplayer mode to work, called Mario vs. Luigi mode. So all in all, it's a pretty solid title, but it isn't anything to give it above an average rating. So, GamersCast score for the new Super Mario Brothers is none other than a 7 out of a possible 10.
I recently got new Super Mario Bros. About 2 weeks ago, and I gotta say, I'm quite impressed. I went into the game with high hopes, because I didn't really try to go for the original feel, and after playing through, I can vouch to say that they've really got their hands on a great game. It's really a mix of Mario 1, Mario 3, Super Mario World, and Mario 64. They took the classic style of Mario 1, where your main power-ups are just Big Mario and Fire Mario, but then they threw a couple new ones, like the Blue Shell, Giant Mushroom, and the Mini Mushroom into the mix. They gave it a world map, kind of like Mario 3. They have certain elements, like Mario World, where there are ghost houses and such, but there aren't any Yoshis yet, but I'm sure in a future version we might get some of those. And then Mario 64, they added some new moves such as double and triple jump and a wall spring, which all together works pretty well in the game. Really helps make it flow nicer, especially when you have the 3D character and the 2D plane. It just really feels natural how it controls. What I would have liked to see was that a side somersault jump like in Mario 64. It just feels like you always just want to try and use that move while you're playing, but it just never happens because it's not there. All in all, the bosses are the same old style as Mario, pretty much. The Bowsers, you just gotta hit the button at the end of the bridge, so he falls down, same classic style. A couple couple new bosses similar to Mario 3 or Mario World, where they take a couple hits jumping on them or throwing some fireballs. They have Bowser Jr. in there in place of the Bowser Kids that were Mario 3. You fight him in the sub castles and such. And, I was saying that the game really goes back to its roots with Mario, Mario 3, Mario World, and Mario 64 with new moves, level design, boss design. It's a long game, over about 78 levels, almost 80. Tons of secrets, kind of like the classic like whistles in Mario 3, how it's just one of those secrets where it's really hard to find yourself. It's just one of those things like where you have to hear from somebody else who heard it from this person. So it really has lasting gameplay, where you can warp between worlds, warp between levels, tons of pipes and secrets. It's really good. It's very addicting to play, especially coming out from the DS. It can really help boost popularity even more against competition. I would really like to see a sequel of this game later, made later, like in New Super Mario Bros. 2, where it has more gameplay based on Mario World with like Yoshi or the Cape or something. That'd be pretty good to see, or some new powers. The new powers really work well in the game, such as Blue Turtle Cell. There really is almost nothing bad to say about the game. I give it a 9.5 out of 10. I really can't think of much of any. I normally rate games on a 0.5 scale. I guess I could really give like a 9.8, but it's really hard to tell. It's just what's keeping it from a 10. I guess another move or two would have helped, such as the side somersault jump. There really is not much at all to say that's bad about the game. It's almost perfect. A 7? What? That is kind of one of my downsides on it. Yeah, that's it. I remember that now. What? Yeah. Well, you just kind of press the other direction and like fly straight. I think they're good. Supposed to. Do we go by a 0.5 scale or just any number? They really have some good here on their hands. Yeah, I give it a long download time because, I mean, what you're downloading is, you download all at once 4 levels, all the power-ups, all the moves, all the sprites and everything. I mean, it's not just like where a lot of games just download one level at a time, where this one, after one game's done, you just keep going. All grades wasn't math problems. Yeah, that's really not much at all. We're talking 3D models here and whatnot.